Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And how are you tonight? Anyway, I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author of I Am Wisdom, Dissolving Pleasing Others, and also... Here's my friend, but tonight I want to talk about something I just expanded into, and what I'm talking about tonight is I'm expanding into understanding that I have a subliminal buried, something subliminally buried, and it's my entitled. And that is something I've done, and it's something I always do. And I didn't realize I was doing it until today. And it really is about thinking I'm better than another, and it's an enigma I encompass. And then it's something else that's happening in my life that I just really realize is going on. And I really am trying to expand out of it right now. And it's really opening me up to experiencing other things in my life. And that's kind of where, that is really where I'm at in life. And it's really about letting go of thinking I'm something besides what I am. And it's really being honorable with myself. And that is where life is right now for me. And it's really about opening things up for me to really expand of life. And, you know, as I go through this and I started thinking I was entitled to something, and then I'd lock myself up. And I would not, and I wouldn't move forward in life. I'd stay stuck right where I was at because I didn't want to be involved. And I'd be involved in what was going on because I wanted to be above the fray of my life, because without realizing I was in the fray of my life. So as I walk forward and move forward in life, I open up a new wave of deal, a new path of percipience, new paths of prosperity, because life moves in a different, in a good way, and it really allows me to move with a grace of gratitude and appreciation for my life, and it really allows me to move forward and play with something else besides what I think I'm doing and how I'm doing it, and really stop being caught in everything in my life. And through this, I really become I become a new person. But I become a new person on the inside. And I'm sorry about the beginning of this. I was trying to get my Bluetooth to hook up, and it was a mess. Anyway, now it's hooked up, and now we can really move forward, and I apologize for this. But what I'm really starting to understand in my life is I try to fit in to society, but I think I'm entitled. And I'm better than other people just because of who I am. And I've really been expanding through this for a while. And it really kind of becomes a new wave of wisdom for me, because to think I'm better than somebody is a real pompous pride and doing everything better, I can do everything better, is a selfishness that I didn't realize I encompassed. And I expanded through all this today, actually, because I was doing something and I kind of was nitpicking things. And arrogance nitpicks, confidence gives credit and shows appreciation. So as I expand through this, I open up a new understanding to stop living down to my haunts, because of my arrogance and everything else that I think I'm better than others, and I do things more. I do things, and I'm better at it than this. And actually, I am adequate, and that's the thing it is. And it's really never about how good I am. It's how can I expand the situation I'm in and energize the situation. It's about letting go of the enigmas of life rather than letting go of the enigmas to expand the new is where my life is today. I want to appreciate the new and live inside the new and stop living down to my arrogance. And that's what you do with arrogance. You live down to arrogance. And if you think you're smarter than somebody or better than somebody and you're more deserving, that's a fear of egotistical arrogance. And the world is run on arrogance. And if you listen to the media, that shows you the way to be in arrogance and of arrogance and inside arrogance. And it never stops. And it never allows you to quit. And that is where I'm at in my life right now, is because I really want to expand out of that. I want to expand I want to expand of wisdom and honor and valor rather than be a know-it-all and stuck up and stuck in something I'm not and quit trying to be something I'm not. So that allows me to open up to understand that thinking I'm better than somebody is actually a stuck-in-the-mud malice that's within me, and I admit I do encompass that. Even though I'm trying to let it go and get out of it, I caught myself doing it today. And that's why I missed the lesson last time. So now I'm opening up to the new lesson and really feeling the foresight of igniting a new, bolder way of life and stop trying to fit into somebody else's life. And that's really where I'm at. That's what I'm expanding into. And I caught myself at it today big time. And I didn't catch myself until I come home. And that is when I really opened up to it. And when I opened up to it, I really stopped thinking I'm better than everybody else. But I really allowed myself to go deep within me and feature that arrogant control I have inside myself. And how is arrogance nothing more than control? And how do we stay stuck inside control? I now realize I've done that. Still do that. Even though I want to admit I don't. Oh no, that's everybody else. And how do we all admit that it's somebody else that has the challenges rather than myself? Any challenge I see inside somebody is a challenge I have within myself. I've caught this today, and I was going through the stuff and stupor and the stammer of everything. And on the way home, I come into this, and it was because I thought I was privileged and special rather than just being who I am and moving my life forward. you know, because what I was doing today didn't really have anything to do except for bringing things to me, and that's all it was. So now as I move forward and I bless myself with this, I become a bolder, brighter self and really realize the more I listen, the more I glisten within. And, you know, listen is learn, is lionize, intuitive, savvy today, energizing new tomorrows or new todays. And leadership is listen every day, appreciate, discernment, expanding rich statesmanship, harmonizing internal percipience every day. But it's really the listening, and arrogance never listens. Arrogance never listens to anything more than what is going on around them. So as I open up and I allow myself to move, I feel a new groove of grace, of gratitude, resolve, omnific optimism, visualizing everyday success, because it really is about letting go of thinking I'm entitled, my entitled conceit that I embedded myself, because that's what arrogant people do. And I was taught to use arrogance as a defense mechanism, because peace and prosperity and wisdom have no defense mechanisms. Arrogance, knowing everything, and has walls. And that is something else that's really new. We build walls with arrogance. We really do build walls with arrogance and conceit, because we can try to control everything around us. And we really never get beyond yesterday. How's the world, the arrogance and the dogma, enigmas of the world that we all encrypted, keeping us all stuck the same today? But it's really the entitlements, thinking I'm entitlement and people owe me, is a real deceiving way to live. And that is something I did without even admitting it. So as I free myself from this, and this will be, it ain't going to happen today, it ain't going to happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen over time, because now I'm aware and awake to quake the fake and bake within me. And that's all arrogance is a fake and bake. And when you quake it, you shake it out of you and really open a bright new wave of wisdom to play on your fields of percipience and everything else. It's peace, energizing riches. And some of the riches are just internally, and that's all they are. Anyway, I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And my email is Robert at My Cowboy Wisdom. I'm also a life coach. And my website is mycowboywisdom.com. My books are available at howdidIteachMyselfFear.com and Amazon.com, author Robert A. Wilson. And now I want to say good night, and we'll see you Wednesday night and talk to you later. And I have a Facebook Live tomorrow night on My Cowboy Wisdom. And good night.